from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Moving around like a chess piece, I mean, I love it. Shows that you can have some versatility and that you actually know what you're doing out there, and you can build more trust between you, your OC, and your quarterback. And then going against them guys, you just get better every day, you know, every rep. Like I said, you conversate about the rep and understand why you won or why you lost it, and you come back the next play and compete like that.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Craver here with me, Joe Calley.
Yeah.
We've blown up the last hour.
We're going to get back on track, but not in the way that you would think. By the way, that was Bills wide receiver Keon Coleman talking there. We're going to have plenty of Bills sound for you on our website at WGR550.com.
I'm excited to hear more from him.
Got everything for you, and I mean everything from the locker room. He sends it to us. We get it uploaded, and it's ready to go. So now we're going to get back on track, but not in the way that anyone would have thought possible. Because I cannot resist, at least for even one moment on a show, to talk some hockey.
Okay.
And the Buffalo Sabres made a very smart move on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen signs that 5-year deal, $4.75 per year. Stupid smart. One of the biggest strengths that Kevin Adams has had is recognizing players, but also getting contracts and extensions for them for fair value when it comes to extending his own.
Yeah.
I do think that he's very good at recognizing the contracts part of the game and the drafting part of the game. Many fans still want him to add something, like add a piece. And I'm one of them. I do want him to try to make that swing because it's the one thing that you have not shown me.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there is a possibility of that, but as you get further along, do you think it becomes less and less likely? Or do you think that's...
It's still something we have to see.
Yeah.
But that said, UPL... A 5x475. Dang. That's a good deal. It's a good deal for everyone. And when I say everyone, I mean everyone. Sabres fans, the Sabres themselves, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, and Devin Levi. And this also benefits, at some point down the road, probably another NHL franchise. Say Devin Levi ascends to what we all expect him to be and be like the stalwart number one goaltender. That's an easy contract to trade.
Very, very easy.
5x475. So 475 per year, that's an easy contract to move and get really good value in return for.
Yeah. And he needed a contract.
If Devin Levi does not, within the 5 years of that contract, ascend to what he needs to be, and UPL's playing up to that contract and more, cool. Extend him.
Right. And Adams even said, we really like the position we're in. Having UPL and Devin Levi is still young, developing goaltenders, guys we think are going to continue to grow and get better. They're extremely talented, hardworking, and character people, too. So.
And character's part of this because it's a 5-year deal.
Yeah.
It's not a 3-year contract, and then you hit UFA.
They're keeping him around.
And that's smart.
Listen, Luukkonen last season blew me away in his goaltending compared to the season before.
Think about it.
He was hot and cold, and then he was hot.
As up and down as the Buffalo Sabres were last year, Lukanen's record is 27-22-4. 2.57 goals against average, which was ninth in the NHL. The same with his save percentage at a 9.10. So he was a top 10 goalie in the league last year. Comes away with a winning record despite Buffalo's struggles.
Yeah. Despite, he was the bright spot, actually, for the majority of the season.
It was two players, him and J.J. Paterka, yes. That I was like, okay, you guys are the ones that didn't have a regression in your production.
Yeah, they were the two that were the brightest spots last season.
Yeah, no, and...
And that's crazy to say.
And the thing is, I don't know if Levi becomes the backup this year. I don't know if it's going to be James Reimer.
Levi's been doing well in Rochester.
If I have a preference, I'd rather have Levi here to snag 20 to 30 games.
Okay. You don't think they'll run three again like they did?
No.
No?
No. You can't.
Yeah, I think they're going to... Lindy will move on from that crap.
It's not even that. It's just bad roster management. And Kevin Adams cannot do the same things over again.
Yeah.
And expect for him to keep his job if they struggle when doing the same things over again. So in camp, Levi and Reimer, it's going to be a matter of, okay, which one of you is better? And which one of you is a better fit for it? Like, could Levi get the majority of games in Rochester again? Yeah, sure. I also think that the way he played last year in Rochester tells me he doesn't need it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd be ready to step in as a backup. But you also gave Lukanen 5 years.
But he's got some time.
But again, that's an easy contract to move and get great value for.
Yeah. Sorry, I rubbed up against the microphone like Nick Eury. Sorry.
No, you didn't.
No? Didn't make a noise?
No.
All right, good.
Not even that. It's just also you didn't make like obnoxious hair on your face noise.
The headphone. No, listen. Lukanen, I think... As much as I want Devin Levi to rise to what the potential is, I'm more than content with Lukanen as the starting goaltender.
Yes.
For the next 5 seasons. If he continues to play the way he did.
But also, if I'm going to be looking at the tandem of Lukanen and Levi, I kind of want to start that next year.
You should. You should get it off the ground.
Because, yeah, let's look at it. Yeah, the UFA market really treated us well there. Eric Comrie just wasn't a fit here. And now you're bringing me James Reimer and telling me that that's going to be my backup goaltender? Detroit fans are just like, okay, good luck, guys.
Yeah.
This isn't the guy that helped almost steal you a series from the Boston Bruins in 2010. No, this is not that guy anymore.
No, he's on the end.
He's on the end of his career.
Yeah.
We don't, like...
I don't want to say it super dire like that, but he's on the tail end of it.
He is on the tail end of it. And, yeah, no, I don't...
Yeah. It's like Craig Anderson.
No, right? No. Anderson was always a much better goaltender throughout his entire career than James Reimer ever was.
Okay.
So.
But the tail end of the career thing, when you end up getting him, right?
Yeah. But even then, he still played well.
Yeah, he was the most consistent goaltender on the Sabres between him and Lukanen and Comrie that season.
Yeah. But I think the
I remember
thing
those games.
Like,
that was tough.
Yeah.
That was rough.
Yeah.
Rolling three goaltenders and 41-year-old Craig Anderson is leading the charge. That's insane.
Yeah, for his career, he's a respectable goalie. However, last year, goals against average 311.
Yeah.
Save percentage floating above 900.
Losing the spark a little bit.
Hey, you know what? That looks very Eric Comrie-esque of what's going on here.
Yeah.
Like, he spent 2 years in San Jose, which tells you, yeah, you're kind of seeing the end of it. So, yeah, I'm not thinking that James Reimer is going to step in here and be the backup goalie all of a sudden. No, I don't think that at all.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's just weird. That was a weird signing to me.
It is. I understand you're looking for a veteran goaltender. But were there better out there? I mean, you know the NHL a lot better than I do. I'm kind of casual.
It's also three of your last 6 seasons with James Reimer's career here. You're looking at over 3 goals against average. And
that's not what you need if you're the Sabres.
And only twice with a higher than a 9-10 save percentage as a backup.
Maybe they do send him down to Rochester and leave.
If Levi is good enough, they might just do this.
And then have him on
reserve.
Then
we have, and then we have the future of the tandem of the Buffalo Sabres for the next couple of years being the two of them.
I mean, Levi actually, when he's played, has been somewhat serviceable.
Lock it in. Like, that's what I want. Yeah. Give me that. Give me that.
They don't let him meditate in front of the net anymore. That's the problem. They push him off to the side.
But he's still able to do it, so. Yeah.
I remember when that started. That was one of the coolest things. Just took the Twitterverse by storm there.
Yep.
Around Buffalo sports. Do you think he was more than serviceable when he played? I mean, I know he wasn't the best. Like, he definitely is young and needed some work. But
he probably got the work that he needed.
Yeah, in Rochester last season, he ended the season on a very good note with
them. He was great for them.
Yeah.
So that's my thing, is I think he's ready.
Yeah, and I get it. It's the AHL. Some people are still questioning it, right? But I think that transition to the NHL just became that much easier because of his experience.
Could they slow cook it again? Yeah.
Would you rather them slow cook and have it a guarantee, or would you rather try it right at the beginning of the season?
I'd rather my backup goaltending not lose me hockey games this year.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And that's what it became with Eric Comrie, unfortunately.
You just knew when he was in net, they're not winning. That's just how it is.
I had a less of good feeling. Mm-hmm. He had games where he stood, but it was less frequent. Are they going to be more responsible this year? Probably. Are they going to be better when it comes to defensive, when it comes to being played against defensively? Yeah. I think they're going to be more responsible in their own zone. But it's just, I don't know. You also needed to score goals. And they were not getting that goal support no matter who was in net. But anyway. Love that deal, though, for Luukkonen.
Yeah, it needed to happen.
And just because Bill's training camp is happening doesn't mean that I can't rewind to earlier in the week to snag something for a Sabres tidbit.
No, because if you didn't, he would have gone to arbitration, and you got it done before that. Yeah. So.
And the only one that has arbitration left is Peyton Krebs. You're not going to have to worry too much about an overpayment on a reward for him,
mm-mm.
I don't think. So, like, it's kind of...
Luukkonen, you would've.
I honestly think it's risky for Krebs to go to arbitration. I don't think it's going to work in his favor.
No, I would have taken a deal with the Sabres if I were him.
It's not like It's not like he's going to get less, but he's not going to get what
he wants. No, he's not going to. He's going to go out there and ask for something, and he's not going to get it.
Yeah.
I would have rather just.
And arbitration is also they file for why he's going to get higher than what they should award than what he's going to be rewarded.
I wonder what that is.
But then the team goes ahead and like part of arbitration is you have to knock him down.
Yeah.
And it's like, here's what you did wrong.
Yeah.
It's like, then you feel like the team doesn't want you.
Yeah, you just make it worse for yourself.
Yeah.
Instead of just keeping that in the
closet. As a young player, I don't want to be mentally smacked down by a team.
No. Especially a young player who's played well in some spots, but definitely isn't deserving of what he's asking for.
Yeah, his numbers are not there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the metrics defensively are really good for him. For a young centerman, yeah, why not? But I don't know if I'd want to go to arbitration. I don't want to hear that.
No, because they'll rip him apart. It's a business. They don't care.
Exactly.
That's just how it is.
You're trying to save money at that point.
Like we were talking about at the beginning of the show, with the contracts in the NFL, it's all business. That's all it is.
The price to do business.
The price to do business is you're going to get just ripped on. Yeah.
Could you imagine some of these quarterbacks with the money that they're getting going to arbitration?
Trevor Lawrence going to arbitration? Can you imagine if that was a thing?
What happened to your team last year?
Mm-hmm.
Explain this to me.
Give me a step-by-step.
Explain to me the collapse where your only win was against, like, Carolina to end the year.
Who else got an insanely big contract that wasn't
Jordan
deserved?
Love. Tua
Daniel Jones. Go to arbitration.
Oh, my God.
That would be Brian Daboll just screaming red-faced at the top of his lungs the whole time. I'm calling it right now.
Showing, like, film clips and be like, this is why we're not paying you.
Do you think that's something they could institute into the NFL? It's not like a...
Hang on. I need to see if it's a thing.
That would be interesting, because I've never heard that talked about. Do all businesses that work with contracts have arbitration?
So, I don't know.
Arbitration between coaches in the NFL.
Player salary can indeed be reduced in arbitration, but it's not a very frequent thing.
Oh, my God. Daniel Jones, please go to arbitration on your next... If he even lasts. Tommy Cutlets came in for him last year and put some games together. Here's the
thing is,
what would be another quarterback? I'm trying to think.
But the NFL, like, contracts can become, you know, cut loose without them staying on the cap forever. Whereas in the NHL, it's a lot harder to get rid of some deals that are signed. because in the NFL, money is so much more easily moved around than it is in the National Hockey League. So,
Deshaun Watson go to arbitration?
No, he can't. Cleveland guaranteed all of his money.
Yeah, you're right.
And he gets the route spacing concepts of Ken Dorsey now. Have fun.
Yeah, right. Ken and the Creep.
Have fun.
Ken and the Creep running.
Kenneth and the Creep.
Eating bone-in, boneless wings
in
Ohio.
Eating bone-in, boneless wings.
All right. T. Higgins to arbitration?
I mean, that's kind of like...
It's kind of like what he's doing now, right?
It's kind of like what the franchise tag is. It's just that is just based off of math and data, though.
Yeah, it's not like you're in a, you know...
All right.
Selling that.
We got to go, and then we're going to wrap this show up.
And what a show it's been.
And it's been an interesting one. Very unorganized, I'll say so myself, but you know what? Sometimes it'd be like that.
It's a Saturday.
It's a Sports Talk Saturday. May chaos reign. Derek and Joe here with you. We wrap it up. Coming up next here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.